Virgin, Dr. Morgus. I got a freaky story for you.
All right.
Oh, hello there.
It took place at night in 1989, and it was between Christmas and New Year's. That's important. I was driving down Interstate 25 from Casper to Cheyenne and then Fort Collins, and I stopped off at Chugwater, a little spot in the road, got back on, tried to get back on the interstate, the entrance, but there was a detour, literally to the Twilight Zone. I followed this detour, never could get back on the interstate. Instead, I got on this two-lane old highway. So I followed this two-lane highway. It's dark now. And long about a little place called Federal, big, and it's hilly country, so you can't see what's over the next hill. Big headlights in front of me, some kind of army truck or something. You couldn't see what it was. And he just about runs me off the road. He's going 80, you know, past me. Then over the hill, without time to turn around, in my opinion, another or the same vehicle comes up behind me and tailgates me, right? Just like out of the movies. I'm going about 80 miles an hour now, you know, fighter pilot mode here. Okay, that happened about six or seven times. Now, here's the real weird part. That stopped. Now, as I come around a bend, off about maybe 500 yards away is this weird light display. Now, it's on the ground. It never left the ground or anything. It wasn't a UFO. But it was strobe lights, blue and red. Red on the left, blue on the right. And it was so bright that about, you know, 300 yards or so, it's illuminating the inside of my car. And they're pulsing at a really weird strobe rate, okay? So as I get closer, you can't tell what this thing is because the lights are so bright.
Right.
It looks like one of those, you know, Chinese New Year costumes with all the shimmery
stuff, uh-huh.
Undulating. Now, and I'm going, what the bleep is that?
With nobody in it, right?
Well, as I get, there's nothing, there's no, it doesn't look like an object. It just looks like like a slice of Las Vegas pulsing at me off to the left.
Okay.
Right? And it's fixed on one place. Now, as I get closer to it and pass it, I can tell what it is. You know what it is?
What is it?
It's a house, a suburban one-level house sitting 20 feet off the old highway with some bushes next to it. Supposedly.
Well, what was giving it this look?
Well, like I said, it was between Christmas and New Year's, and supposedly these were Christmas lights strung across the fascia boards of this house. Nobody in their right mind would build a house 10 feet off the highway like that. It wasn't a ranch building or something. And nobody, no sign of life in the house, no reference to Christmas. I don't think anybody ever lived there.
Now, that is one heck of a surprise. First time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
George.
Yes, sir.
I got a surprise. I couldn't mark the number down for you.
All right. Or,
you know, I used to haul explosives for the government back in 87.
Okay.
And I was driving across Texas, and I fell asleep for 150 miles.
You fell asleep for 150 miles?
Yeah.
Come on. You were still driving?
Yeah. And something slapped me, and I watched this gray mist just disappear through the side of my truck.
What was drive? Who was driving while you were in La La Land?
I have no idea.
You're serious?
I'm dead serious, because I had somebody else follow me, and he said I was talking to him on the radio, but I have no recollection of it.
Nothing. No. And what about the driving? No swerving? No problems?
Swerving? No, nothing.
Is it possible? See, I have driven distances, and between two points, I somehow don't remember how I got from one to the other, but not 150 miles. Is it possible you could have just mentally blacked out, even though you were still aware of what you were doing?
It could have been, but I just can't figure out what that gray mist was I saw leaving the side of my truck.
It could have been your guardian angel.
That's the only thing I can figure out, either that or my dad passed away and he was driving a truck for me.
Somebody did. I'll tell you, that's an incredible story.